Last night, I happened to be waiting somewhere with a different rav, and so we were standing waiting. So I started talking about the Meshev Davar that we mentioned yesterday, the Yom Tov and the Meshev Davar. So he mentioned to me a Chuvas Chasam Sofer about a Sefer Torah in a shul that shul has many Sefer Torah, and one of them has a psul. And they put it back, and now they don't know which Sefer Torah is the one with the psul. Seems one had a psul, they put it away, and the time passed, they always used a different Sefer. And now they have three or four Sfarim, they don't know which one has is the one with the psul, and which one's not. And the Chasam Sofer there talks that it should be bottle, Barayiv, and they should all be mutter. That they should be bottle Barayiv, and they should all be mutter, except after Chasam Sofer, the Sefer Torah is a Davar Chashuv, could be a Davar Chashuv is not bottle. But the Tshuva is about bittel. The Tshuva he brings from a Sefer, I think Yad Eliyahu, who says that it's bottle. That the Sefer Torah Hapostle is bottle, and all the Sfarim are now mutter. It seems that this is not like the Einig Yantiv. Because the Einig Yantiv said that Bittel can't give something a Maila. So if there's a Pasul of Sefer Torah, how could Bittel give it a Maila of a Kosher Sefer Torah? Pasul Sefer Torah, it's not like Treifus. Treifus has a status of Treif, and through Bittel it loses a status. The Pasul of Sefer Torah, it's not that it loses its Psul, it's that it has to become a Sefer Torah. It's not a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah has a psul. It's not a Sefer Torah. It seems that the Chasam Sofer is not in agreement with the Einig Yantiv. Akadekach, he has a long tshuva. He doesn't even mention it as a Cheshvan Bechlal. So it's a serious shita. The Chasam Sofer seems to not agree, unless we could find a reason to be Mechalik. But I was thinking about it. It seems that the Pashtus, according to the Einig Yantiv, it should be different. So I don't know. It's a time. The Einig Yantiv is Simen Dalet, or Achayim Simen Dalet. And the Chasam Sofer is Yodeya Reish Ayin Zayin. And it's a serious problem. If you have Sefer Torah and you can't find, you have a bunch of them, you know, it's a psul in one. It's, I mean, some say for lahalocha says it's not bottle because of davar chashuv, so it's not bottle anyway. But there's other chishbainis to be matter. It's not the chaos. Right, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara on the top of Zion tells us this rule: Ma'is l'chalameimar asiri vaday omer achmona v'lay asiri safik hachanami asiri vaday omer achmona v'lay asiri safik. And a Asiri Safik is not Chayiv Meiser. Kumtais, the way we learned the Rush last time, that even if Raiv tells us that something is Chayiv Meiser, even if Api Raiv it's Chayiv Meiser, not the Rush, Raiv is still a Safik. That was the Rush's, the Shitun Besu B'Shem Rush, is his klal. That a Raiv remains a Safik, just that you're allowed to be Mekel. So the Rosh said, by a Siri Vadev, alay a Siri Safik, it's Memayit, anything that's any Safik, even if it has Raiv on its side, we're still excluding it. By a Maisa, you can't even go bus a Raiv, it's got to be 100% Vadai. A Raiv Vadai is not good enough. That's Peshat in the Gemara, the way the Rosh learned. Problem is that we all rely on Raiv all the time. There are many cases where we rely on Raiv. And one of them is in the fact that we know for sure some behemoths are treifus. If you take a flock of 1,000 animals, you know for sure there are going to be some animals that have treifus in them. We know, we do shecht, we know, we find a great percentage of animals have lung problems.
That's a word in itself.
What?
It's a word in itself. Why do cats have some treifus?
Well, flocks have treifas. We know, look, you ever go to Beis HaShechita and you see them open up the animal, you know that it's kachem ador. Why, how can we drink milk? How can you drink milk? The milk of a treif of the animal is treif. How can we drink milk? So we have a Kabbalah that roiv behemis einam treifas. Hazal tell us that unless it's a zman hamagefa, there's some disease going around, under typical conditions, we have a right to assume roiv behemis are not treifas. And that's why we're allowed to drink milk. We only drink milk we eat cheese only based on the roiv. Not for the roiv, we wouldn't do it. The Torah says you could rely on roiv. How can a sheichet make a bracha before he shechts? Maybe the animal's treif, and it's not a good shechita. He relies on roiv, so that's why he makes a bracha. What's Rabbi Akiva Eiger? If lemaisa amiyut behemis are treif, and roiv are not treif, and that's why we're mekel, according to the Rosh, that means that it's still a suffix. It's really a suffix if any animal's treif. Just the halacha is you're allowed to rely on roiv. But in Cain, how could you ever give maisa behema? Every behema, there's a miut that it might be a treifa. And it's only because of roiv that the animal's not treif. Now a treifa behema is part of min ha-maisa. We learn about Xeris HaKosim. A treifa animal, there's no din maisa on. So Ibazai, Frektor Vekiva Eger, in the Tshuva in Chelik Bey's Tshuva Kufches, how could you ever be mechuyev a meiser if the only thing we're relying is Roy Behem is saying treifis and you're saying like the Rosh Asiri Vadev Alei Asiri Safik? So like the Rosh Asiri Vadev Alei Asiri Safik. So and when Mamayit the Rosh said even roiv things that are roiv are not chayev a meiser. So how could every animal be chayiv a meiser? It's Rabbi Kivega's kasher. It's a little funny, the kasher. It's between me and you. I'll tell you his teretz in a minute, but according to this cheshbon, there'll never ever be a case of meiser. No? You'll never have a case of meiser. It's a gufa's kasha. So I would think the Torah knew this cheshbon, the Torah still said give ma'aser. Or maybe that's called gufa's kasha. So then a sirivada includes raiv. Akoponim, that's his kasha, and his teretz is the following. He answers an interesting aside. You have to think about the svara. He says that if the animal is treif or kosher, is not only a nafkamina lagabi ma'aser. It's nafkamina lagabi other things. Right? If the animal is a treif or a kshayra, it's nafkamina lagabi other dinim. It's nafkamina lagabi the milk, if it gives milk. It's nafkamina lagabi if you can make a bracha on the shechita. It's nafkamina if you can bring it for a carbon pesach. There are many nafkaminas that have nothing to do with mice. Lagabi those nafkaminas, the roiv paskins us. Lagabi, the question whether you can use the milk, Roiv paskins that it's a kosher. Whenever the roiv paskins lagabi certain things that it's a kosher, it gets a din vade kosher, and it's called a siri vade. Because once you use the roiv to paskin ice, the psak remains, and then even lagabi meiser, it's considered a kosher. It's only when you have a nafkamina that's again just to meiser itself, like it was already counted. That's the nafkamina. It's only like to meiser. There, we say it still has a shem safik. That was the rush. But where paskins ois lagabi other dinim, there we don't say it. There we don't say such a thing. Svara, I'm not sure. Let me give you. Rabbi Kivega says this in a few cases. I'll give you another example. Everybody here, Baruch Hashem, is a kosher. I don't think anybody, we all know we're not mamzerim, Baruch Hashem, we have a father and a mother. How do you know your father's your father? How do you know your father's your father? Because Rav Bila Sachar Abba'ah. It's a funny thing, Rav is all over the place, right? Rav Behemis and Treifis, Rav, that your father's also Rav. It's a beautiful word I always like to say from the Brisker Rav. They say he said it as a child. Reb Chaim had a kasha. We know that Kibrav Kibreim, who goes first? Kibrav Kibreim, who goes first? You know, your males, you should know. Right? Kibrav is Kajim Kibreim, right? So Reb Chaim had a kasha. He said, why is Kibrav more than Kibreim? Kibreim is a vadai. You know the mother is gave birth. Kibrav is only because of Rav. So the Kibrav, which is a Vadai, the Kibraim, which is a Vadai, should have Kadima, the Kibrav, which is a Safik. That's Rav Chaim's kasha. So they say that the Brisker Rav answered, he said, Kibraim should be before Kibrav. He said, it's not Kibraim that you should say, I'm a Chabad you, because maybe this isn't my father. What does that mean? That means maybe you were Mizana and I'm somebody else's child. So that's Kibbutim. You can be Magdim Kibbutim because maybe it's not my father. Hmm. Nice terrace. Anyway, we understand because of Rav. Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Din Torah is a Mamzer Lo Yovi Bekal Hashem. A Mamzer can't marry a Yid, a regular Yid. Mina Torah. Lo yavi b'kal Hashem, kahal v'adai v'loy kahal safik, the Gemara says in Kiddush. A mamzer can't marry a kosher person, but a mamzer is allowed to marry a safik kosher. That a mamzer is allowed to marry. A mamzer can marry someone who's a safik mamzer, min ha-Torah. Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to the Rosh, a mamzer can marry anybody. Because every single person only is not a mamzer because of Rav. Because you have Rav that this is your father. If you're kashuk is only of Rav, and the Rosh says Rav is only a suffix, so then everybody is only basa Rav that he's not a mamzer. So if Rav is still a hesitant suffix, so every mamzer should be allowed to marry anyone. So to be kibeg the same terrors. That since legabi other dinim, it's ois gepaskin that you're not a mamzer. Legabi other halachis that have to do with mamzer is the typical halachis about marrying a kosher. It's ois gepaskin pas arayv. Once it's ois gepaskin, it remains that way. It remains ois gepaskin legabi everything. That's what the Kivagers you cite. Svara, I don't know how that works. What does it mean? It's ois gepaskin. It's ois gepaskin mekayach safik. What it means exactly, but the Kivega says this, he answers another kasha with it. These are two of the simple kashas. And Mimela, he says, Agamar is good. Okay, so to Gemara. Omalei Ravachim Liftoy Ravina, my Sveikis. Ilai Mesafik Bechairis, Yea Kaidish Omarachmon of Elai Shikfar Kodosh. What's this Gezeris HaKasif? Yea Kaidish. V'loy shekvar kaddish. And what is a suffik bechar? Is a suffik bechar kvar kaddish? What's the Gemara say? You can't take a suffik bechar and make it into a bechar and make it into a meiser because it's kvar kaddish. It already has kedushas bechar or suffik kedushas bechar. That's the Gemara's question. The Shmaitzer is from this Gemara on the Rambam. And this is a Rambam that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about it on Sunday as well. It's one of those, again, the Yesodis that you've all heard in the past. We'll try to work it out with our sugya. The Rambam Shita is that Safik Dairaisa Lachumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's Shita Saramba. Deloi Kechala Rishayim. Like a Rav Arishayim. The Rajb and the Ran say Beferish, Safik the Reis L'chumra is a Din Torah. Min HaTorah, you have to be Machmer on Sveikis. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, no. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai, the Halacha was Safik the Rabbanon L'kula. So Chumra, the Rabbanon made later, that Safik the Reis says L'chumra. But the Etzem Din of Safik of Safik Dairaisa Lakula, that's a din Taira. Safik Dairaisa Minat Taira is Lakula. The first Shmaitza talks about the Shita Saramban. One of the things that he says right in the beginning, one of the Nakudas he touches on, is that the Rambam Shita is that the Isser lo yasser min hadava sheyegidu lecha. The Torah says lo yasser min hadava sheyegidu lecha yamin esmael. The Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanim. It's one of the tiring mitzvahs. If the Rabbanim make gzeira, you have to listen to them. The Rambam holds, listen to this, that every derabbanan is a deraisa. What does that mean, every derabbanan is a deraisa? The Torah said, lo yasser min adava sheyegidu lecha yamin esmael. The Torah said, you have to listen to the Rabbanan. So the Rambam Shita is that every derabbanan blives a chi of deraisa. That means not touching muktzah, not handling muktzah. That's a chiyuv that the Rabbanan instituted. And you're mechuyev to do it min ha-Torah. You're mechuyev min ha-Torah to not touch muktzah. The Rambam holds that every derabbanan is a deraisa. What's the problem with that shita? The problem with that shita is that safi deraisa is l'chumra. A Savid Rabbanan is Lakula. And we all know, Savid Rabbanan is Lakula. Savid Rabbanan is Lakula. If every Rabbanan is a Deraisa, so how could it be that there's a difference between a Savid Rabbanan and a Savid Deraisa? Every Rabbanan is far to Deraisa. So the Shmaitza, this is why the Rambam had to hold that Savid Deraisa is also Lakula. That Minatayra, every Savid Deraisa is Lakula. So that even the Rabbanan make Gezeiris, it's also Lakula. Because really, Savi Deraisa is Lakula. Later, the Rabbanan came along, and they were Mechalik, something that's Ikre Deraisa, and something that's a Rabbanan, so it's a Deraisa. A Rabbanan were Mechalik, you can understand. They gave a bigger Hashivas to things that say Beferish in the Torah. But the Shmaitza says that the Rambam was Mukhruch to Shita, Savi Deraisa Lakula. Because since he holds every Darabana is a Deraisa, and the Savi Darabana is Lakula, so he had to hold that way. The Rabbanan could give a chashivas. The Rabbanan came along and they said, by Deraisis, by someone that says Beferish in the Torah, if you Mesopik, you have to be Machmer. But the Rabbanan says things that are Ikrei Deraisa, they said, you have to be Machmer. Someone's not Ikrei Deraisa. Just like the Rabbanan could come, they could say, Isurei Karis, we want to make a gather for. And not non Isurei.
But the Rabbanans were also Lakula, anyway.
No, but they were Lakula, because Savi Deraisa is Lakula. Before the Rabbanan came.
The Rabbanans are also Lakula.
Lakula. Savi Deraisa is Lakula.
That's
Savi Deraisa. Savi Deraisa is also Lakula. Because the Rabbanans are Deraisa, and everything's Lakula. So Min HaTorah, everything's Lakula. Rabbanan came along and they were Mechalik. So this is the Rambam Shita, that Safik Deraisa Min HaTorah Lakula. And I think most Rishayim argue, even though Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, and he says the Ik is like the Rambam. He collects Rishayim that hold like the Rambam, but I think most of us know on that way. The Shef Shmaitze Esakasha, Yiyya Kaidish V'loisha Kfar Kaddish. What does the Gemara mean? Yiyya Kaidish. You can only take Maisa from something that has Kiddush, that will be Kaddish through Maisa, V'loisha Kfar Kaddish, and not a Safik Bechar, which already has Kiddush. Frek Tishav Shmaitza, a Safi Bechar has Kedusha. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have any Kedusha. A Safi Bechar has no Kedusha. Because a Safi Bechar is Mutter. If a Safi Bechar is Mutter, so how are you Mamayit? Yeah, Kaddish, Velashi Kfar Kaddish. A Safi Bechar is not Kfar Kaddish. Bishlava like the Rajban Duran, Safi Derais Lachumra. So if you have a Safik Bechar, you must be Machmer. You have to be Machmer. No choice. But if you hold like the Rambam that a Safik Deraisa is Lakula, So what's going on here? What's Kvar Kaddish? It's not Kvar Kaddish. The Torah said that you could treat it like Chulin. It's not Asa Begiza. It's not Asa Bavayda. Gavaldik Akasha and the Rambam. Only by a vaday. The Rabbanan only said.
The Rabbanan said
mid Rabbanan it's kaddish.
That doesn't pater for meiser.
If the Rabbanan said you can't do gizav avayda, it doesn't pater you for meiser, which you chayim in
a Torah. Even though the Torah says
PK, and it's not what kind of Kfar Kaddish? There's no Kfar Kaddish there. Min HaTorah, it's not Kaddish. So he says what I think is a very Geshmaka Teretz. He says very nice. He says, the Rambam paskins like Rav Hamnuna by Tokvei Kayin. We already forgot about Tokvei Kayin. It's 2-3 days. We got into Sveikus. I mean, into the sugya of Bittel Barayv and Sveikus. You remember, we were learning the sugya of Rav Hamnuna and Rabbah. That could be a dream, right? We're learning the sugya of Rav Hamnuna and Rabbah. Rav Hamnuna said Tafakayim, Ein Moitzian. Rabbah said Tafakayim, Moitzian. Tosfos, the Rosh, everyone passing like Rabbah. The Rambam passing like Rav Hamnuna. The Tafakayim, Ein Moitzian, Moitzian. How do we learn on Sunday? When we said Pshat and Rav Hamnuna, Tokvei Kayin, Ein Moitzian, what we said is that Rav Hamnuna holds that any time you have Schlusei Tfisa, you have a right to grab something, the Kedusha is chal on the thing. If a Kayin has a right to grab it, then Kedusha is chal on the animal. Rav Hamnuna holds that Schlusei Tfisa give it a din of Kedusha, and not because Sofi Derais Lachomer. But because if you have a right to grab something, then there's chusay tfisa. But mainly, he brought a right to mesusa. Mesusa also, called olam gavi, have a right to grab it. Anytime you have a right to grab it, it's chal kedusha. That was Rav Hamnuna Shita. Zok Teshev Shmaita is beautiful. The Rambam passing like Rav Hamnuna, which means he holds of the yisai that anytime there's chusay tfisa on something, kedusha is chal. So, Safik Bechar is Kaddish. Why is Safik Bechar Kaddish? Not because of Safik Dairaisa. Safik Bechar is Kaddish because Kayin has chusim to grab it. He has a right to grab it. Talk for Kayin, Eimit Ziyemi Yadai. Anytime a person has a right to grab something, Kedusha is Chal on the thing, it's also Begiz of Avad. Since he passed like Rav Hamnuna, so Veloishik Far Kaddish makes a lot of sense. That it already has Kedusha, which Kedusha does it have? Has the Kedusha of Tokfei Kayin, Ein Moitzian, Aisa Miyadai. So Meila Tzchal Kedusha. Tosfos in the Rosh Paskin like Rabbah. Tosfos in the Rosh Paskin like Rabbah. They who disagrees with Rav Hamnuna. And he holds, why is it Kaddish? Because Kedusha Abomei Aleh Hashani, it's a Safed Derais L'Chumra. So they hold it's also Begiz Avayda, because Safed Derais L'Chumra, that'll be the Shita of the other Rishayim. But the Shita of the Rambam is that it's, why is it Kaddish or Safi Bechar? Not because Safi Deraisa. It's Kaddish because since Tokvei Kayin Ein Moitzian, Kayin has Chusei Tfisa. Once he has Chusei Tfisa, so then he has a right to grab it, and then Kedusha is Chal.
The Kedusha point of Ramuna is Kedusha Badai or Kedusha Safi?
According to Rav Hamnuna, it's Kedusha. It's a Vade Kedusha, except that you could be Mevara differently if you do. Right now, it's a Kedusha Vade. Because remember, Schlusei Tfisa, you don't have to grab it. As long as there exists Schlusei Tfisa, it has a Kedusha B'Teres Vadeis.
But if we prove later that it doesn't belong to
him, so then it'll change.
How does it change when the Vade is philosophical? Philosophical is Buddha to belong to.
Any time that you can prove something, it'll change.
But you can't call it a Vade.
It's a Suffolk. But Bepayel, it's also Begiz of Avayda. The Shmaitz explains this, that Veloish Kfar Kaddish means if Lamaisa, it's Aser Min HaTorah, Begiz of Avayda, then it's Veloish Kfar Kaddish. That's what it depends on. If it's also b'gizah badai,
so it's also badai, but it's not kadosh badai.
That's kadosh. Kadosh is that it's also b'gizah badai because of kedusha shabai. That everyone agrees, because you have to remember, even according to those who argue with the Ramban and whole sefer deras lachumra, what does l'shikvar kadosh mean? It means because it has a kedusha of safik b'chayrus. Also, it's only a kedusha of safik b'chayrus. Yeah, it's coming out of Kula that you're going to patter from Isis. Why are you going to patter from Isis? Because Papayal is also because of Avaida. So, this is the way the Shmaitze is. I think it's a very Geshmaka Shmaitze. It's a very tough kash, and he answers it very beautifully. And Bechlau, tying together the two hips, a very Geshmak. The problem is that there's a much bigger, bigger problem with the Ramban from this Gemara, more than the Shmaitz Kasha from Yeh Kaidush Veleshik Far Kaddish. And that's the problem with the Gzeres HaKosev of Asiri Vaday, Omer Rahman of Elay Asiri Safik. The whole words, Asiri Vaday, Elay Asiri Safik, don't make sense according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that every Dairaisa is Lakula. The Rambam holds that every Dairaisa is Lakula, the Sav Dairaisa is Lakula. So what's this chiddush of this Gemara? Asiri vaday, v'lo asiri safik. What do you mean? Every single deraisa, only a vaday is asir and not a safik. Nevela, only nevela vaday, not nevela safik. Trefa, only trefa vaday, not trefa safik. Zayna, only zayna vaday, not a zayna safik. The whole Torah is that way, according to the Rambam. No? According to the Rambam, every single isir of the Torah is only asir if it's a vaday, not if it's a safik. So, what's pshat in this Gemara? Asiri vaday, Avraham Rachman of Alei Asiri Sav. Some special gzeres hakasif. No, pasha pshat. You're asking pasha pshat is a very shver. And the problem is, this is shver from there are six or seven places in Shas where it says, like I mentioned the other day, a kayin kim lo yitama. You can only be mitama to a kariv vadai. You see there, no, there it's not shver. You see there, it's rather very geshmak. Because there it's the miyud is telling you the achumra, so there it's good. Mamzer vadai, v'loy mamzer safik. In the Torah, you're allowed to mamzer, marry a safik mamzer. Gemara says, mamzer vadai, v'loy mamzer safik. Same kasha, why do I need a pasik? Mamzer vadai, v'loy mamzer safik. Of course, a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, and a Safik, everything is Mutter. What do I need? Any time the Torah is Mamayit, the Gemara is Mayit a Safik, it's going to be the same Kasha on the Rambam.
This Kasha, the Rambam holds like the Rush is not a problem.
Why?
Because the Rush says, what's called Pshat around the Gemara? Is that really, it's Kavua, it's called, and you can go and say called the
Parav.
And then you can have Parav, but Parav is only a Safik. So really, even that Safik, everyone's going to agree is awesome. I have two pieces of meat.
It's true. According to the Rosh, it's Takanan Shver. According to the Rosh that we learned, that Lo Yasiri Safik is Mamayit, even a Safik which has Rav on its side. So when it has Rav, yeah, by Kol HaTorah Kuli, you have to be Machmir. It's a very Geshmak HaTeretz. If the Rambam holds like the Rosh, that every Rav is a Safik, and Asiri Vadeh V'lei Asiri Safik is telling me that even if they are Raif Tzedadim L'chumra, it's still not Chayiv in Maestris. Even if they are Raif Tzedadim to be Mechayiv, it's still not Chayiv. So then I do need a Pasuk. Because the Rambam says, Safik Deraisa L'kula, it's only in a 50-50 Safik. It's not on a Raif Safik. It's only in a 50-50 Safik. So according to Shita Sarash, it would be answered the Kasha that I'm asking. What we're going to clear on Sunday is the following shayla. It's a two-faced shayla. When the Rambam says Safik Deraisa L'kula, what does he mean? Let's say you're a Rambam Zatalmid, and you're not like the Rambam, and we're talking now by Har Sinai, before the Rabbanan came along. And you have a piece of Safik Nevela. You have a piece of Nevela. It's a Safik. You check the knife afterwards. It had a Safik Pidam, whatever it was. A piece of Safik Nevela. So you go to the Rambam, you ask him a shayla, but could I eat it? The Rambam says, you could eat it. The Rabbanim didn't make zeres yet, when the Torah, Moshe just came down from Har Sinai, so you could eat it. Eat it. You come up to Shemayim, Lachamei Ve'esrim, and they tell you, you remember that nevela you ate that day? You weren't sure if it's nevela? It was nevela. It was. In Shemayim, they tell you, it was nevela. What happens now? What did you do? You did an Avera Ba'inis? You did an Avera Ba'inis, or you did no Avera? What'd you do? No Avera? I ate nevela. Nevela's a Matzias.
If I went and I have a case of Grove, and I say,
you have a case of what?
Grove.
Yeah.
And I say, call the part of the Grove.
Yeah.
So I say, this is the
piece. Yeah, there we, well, we said that had the Issa Nasa Heter. That's it. The Issa becomes Heter. Not according to Rash, but you mean. Rush learns it's not sahed.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm a bitl. We call the parish Ruba parish. Yeah, Torah said you could eat it. And when I'm Zachamei of Esrim. So what happens? You didn't have everybody in this, you didn't do an Aver. So I don't want to see it that way.
Whatever Pesach's over here.
Whatever Pesach is down here, the Pesach is upstairs. What about the reverse? Now listen carefully. What about the reverse? Let's say, not the Rambam, the Rashba. Somebody the Rashba says L'chumra. Somebody the Rashba says L'chumra. You come home one day, and your wife tells you she has this piece of steak, it's a good piece of steak, but you just realize it's Suffolk available. So, you ask her, why is it a Suffolk? She tells you it's a 50-50 Suffolk, whatever the case is. You're an Elochiyid, you really wouldn't need treif. But, I don't know, let's say it's your lucky day. The field today, everything's going well. I'll take my chances. And you eat in the veil, chas v'shalom. And you eat this piece of steak. And then you go the rest of your life. You don't do any aveiros, Baruch Hashem. You come up lachamei of Esrim. What's the first thing you ask upstairs? That steak I ate that day was a treif, or wasn't it? And they tell you, no, it was kosher. The piece of meat you had, it was 100% kosher meat. Do you have to do tshuva? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For which aveir?
Then if they're asking that it's treif.
But it wasn't treif.
Yeah.
The reason they passed this treif is they thought, you know what happened to this meat? I don't know what the case was. The meat fell into a bag with another piece of meat. They couldn't recognize which is which. So they thought, they said, don't eat it. I said, well, I don't eat it. It might be the other one. But it wasn't the other one. This one. Which aveira was I over exactly? Of which aveira? Suffolk is an issa. Is a new issa called Suffolk? So we're saying there is a new issa called Suffolk. Maybe you're right.
And they pass it. That's trey. Up there is also trey. What a matter?
Huh? Yeah, for the bad needers you have to tshuva. I'm asking now about this about the issa of nevela. You have to do tshuva. You didn't do the right thing. That's for sure.
Well, you shouldn't say you can't. That's why I don't get issa. You have a piece of this and one piece of that. If you eat both, if you eat one of the three, if you don't say you're chayav, you have to be hard to do it. Ashen, you have to mean you don't say you're doing it. Ashen, you don't have to be an ashen bad. It's still, you don't say you definitely ate shay. There's no
bishop. But zichin aver. Okay, so this is the union that we're going to touch on Sunday. I don't like moving so slowly in the Gemara. Then it says, you know, I like to keep on moving. But it's just, there's so many things here that are all over Shas. Take the time. In your day in the back, the Chavis Das, Simin Kuf Yud, there's a section called Beis HaSafik. The whole thing is all in Yonim of Svek Svek. In the very beginning, there's a Hagdama, where the Nesivis wrote Chavis Das, the Nesivis, where in Yeradeh Simin Kuf Yud and Beis HaSafik, in the first paragraph of the first Hagdama, he asks three kashas on the Rambam, and he says a Hezber in the Rambam Shita, and his Hezber answers the kasha from the Siri Vadai, it answers what we're talking about, and please take the time and make a little